America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I want to play my conversation from the locker room yesterday with Alamide Zaccheaus. I found him right after the game. He had just one catch for 10 yards. It was a huge catch, by the way. He made a catch, made a move, left a defender in his wake, dove forward to set up a fourth and a couple that allowed Washington to go for a fourth down that they would get. They'd go on to get points. They would go on to pull away in the game. But he also had a play, a hustle play, where he came flying from across the field, didn't have to, just doing the right thing, being a pro, and he was able to recover a fumble on a 50-yard run from behind the play, chasing it down when Austin Ekeler coughed up the football. This was Zaccheaus after the game.
Another week, another 34 points. The offense kind of keeps on chugging along. This was kind of supposed to be the biggest test yet because of their defense. How do you feel like you guys did?
I feel like we handled it pretty well. Obviously, we have things that we got to clean up, protecting the ball, staying on the field, on third down and stuff like that. But, you know, I feel like, overall, we did pretty good.
It's crazy because it felt like in the first half, like, even though things in the end were really good, there was a lot you guys left out there with the interception at the goal line or just plays that didn't work out. And then you look up and it's 24 points and on pace for over 500 yards. Just curious, like, what that says about this offense and the chunk yardage opportunity.
At the end of the day, it really just comes down to, like, us being able to execute, stay on the field. And, you know, obviously we left things out there first half, a little bit in the second half too. But, I think we prepare very, very well and very intentional during the week. And, you know, we just got to keep going, keep carrying it over because, that really matters.
This offense feels like it's like someone else's turn each half almost. Like you had the, it was the Zaccheaus game last week. This week, you know, Terry had the big numbers in the first half. Is that kind of the way it's designed or just the way it's played out? And how much of being a part of the receiving room right now is like a stay ready thing? Where Diami, we haven't heard from for a couple weeks really, and then it's 40 yard touchdown, big plays.
I think it just, you know, everybody's being ready. You know, everybody in this room can make plays. And, you know, it may be somebody else's turn, quote unquote, you know, one week. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to just playing as hard as we can to get the win, you know, and then just being ready when your number is called. And, you know, I'm happy for two, man. So happy for him that, you know, he just stayed patient and just stuck with it. But, you know, we don't have a selfish room. Like, we just want to win, want to play hard, and just get the win.
Are you at a point as a story of like, wow, Jaden was impressive today? It's like, are we past that now where it's just like this is who he is to you? Or because he's a rookie and it's only a month, does it still make sense every week to kind of take inventory and say, wow, that was pretty good?
Yeah, I think you can't take that for granted, especially, you know, him being a young quarterback in the NFL. It's something that we just got to continue to build on. You know, he's been handling it pretty well. And, you know, we all have things that we have to get better at. And, you know, we're just continue to help him as he continues to grow.
Last thing, 4-1, four straight wins, Ravens are next. You guys got to be feeling pretty good right now. How do you just kind of focus on the next thing with the city starting to really come to life?
I think it just starts in practice, like I said, you know, just being very intentional and then, you know, going out there and executing the game plan. You know, Cliff's been doing a really good job of just dialing up great plays, and then we've been going out there and executing it. So, you know, like I said, it just starts at practice, and then we'll continue to build that momentum in practice.
You heard Zaccheaus there talking about Kingsbury dialing up plays. I think on both sides of the ball, there's got to be a ton of confidence when the play comes in and what your coordinator is asking you to do, the spot that they're putting you in, because it's working. When it works,
totally.
They say all week, hey, you do this, you're going to get a result, and you're getting those results. You got to believe the process is correct.
That's when it becomes a machine, right? When somebody's asking you, And everybody that's got any kind of athletic experience, at any point, whether it's high school, middle school, elementary school, travel teams, whatever, when a coach is driving you hard, right, where it's like, you got to do the sprints, you got to do all this kind of stuff, you follow me, man, and we'll get results, and then you don't get results, it's harder to come to work every day, so to speak. I mean, these, you know, you weren't pros then, and these guys are, but that trust factor isn't there. It's, I'll do just enough that I don't get yelled at. Right, I get away with it in film room. You've been in jobs like that, right, where you do, to quote my guy from The Office Space, I do just enough not to get fired, to go all Peter Gibbons. Right, that's what a lot of us do, is we kind of skate through our days, our weeks, our months, and our lives at work if you don't really have the buy-in because you don't trust what's coming in. But when you get that, if you do this, it's going to work and you're going to win, that was always, to me, the Belichick specials. If you do these three things this week, you win the game. Well, and then you do them, and then you win 15 games a year. You go, yeah, there's something going on here, and you buy in.
To the do your job point, a lot of the guys they signed are not stars. There was no expectation that they would be. There's no reason to believe that they're going to be really, really good. But they're all doing exactly kind of the upside of what you were hoping they would do. With like Zacchaeus or Cleveland Farrell before he got hurt, or Noah Brown coming in here, right? I mean, nobody's expecting Pro Bowls or massive numbers or huge production, but Jeremy McNichols steps up. Like, everyone's just kind of doing, each time they're called upon, exactly what Adam Peters was hoping that they were going to. And the result is, indirectly, a 4-1 record.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.